Welcome to another episode of the Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. I'm sitting here in the magnificent clubhouse of Fota Island Golf Club in Cork, Ireland. I'm looking at a sign that says, warning, keep clear, deep water. And I'm warm inside the building, looking out on the signature hole of the course, a magnificent 18th hole, which is almost entirely surrounded by water. So it's one of these island greens. It's a relatively short par 5. And the long hitters have an interesting challenge coming down from a distance to try and hold the green and going into a downslope. So why am I giving another episode of the diary so soon after the last one? And this is the answer. I left the last episode in a state of uncertainty, in a state of some carefully managed tension, unsure of what was going to happen next. And if I say to you that where did the ball land after it was driven off? It landed, did it land on the fairway? No, it didn't land on the fairway. That would be too much. I'm not that good a golfer. And it would be easy to get onto the green from the fairway. So no, it left something to be done. Did it land in the light rough? Well, I think to be fair on how the meeting went with Fota Island in relation to the Dan plan, it didn't land in the light rough, no. Did it land in a bunker? Yes, I think it did actually land in sand. But not in one of these Turnberry pot bunkers where you would feel very little chance of getting out, but in a bunker from which it's possible to get up and down out of sand. Yep, I think we landed this morning. Jonathan Arm and I meeting with the marketing director for Fota Island Golf Club and two of his staff with him, three of them. We actually landed in a bunker from which I think we will be able to get up and down. But, you know, can't be certain. So, yeah, that's it really. I won't give any more details at this stage because there's work to be done that actually, if you know, a kind of way, I think if we'd landed on the fairway, there would have been no work to be done. It would all have been too easy. But no, this is we're quite a rigorous meeting. Everything was subjected to quite a vigorous analysis and critique. And there we go. So that's it. It's a latest report on the bringing of Dan McLaughlin, the Dan plan, to Cork in Ireland in the year 2012. Nothing is yet fixed, but I'm now feeling confident that I'm going to be able to get up and down out of this bunker. Bye.